It's not about getting other people to say, oh my gosh, she's so great. It is about getting them to say, who is he? Who is she talking about? Who is this God?
Welcome to the All Things Beloved podcast with me, Christina Patterson, where we speak with real women about real faith in a real God. This is a safe place to have honest conversations about faith, life, relationships, purpose, and well, all things beloved. Thank you so much for joining today's conversation. Be sure to share with a friend and enjoy the show. Hello, beloved, and welcome to another episode of season 2 of the All Things Beloved podcast, where we invite our sisters in Christ on to talk about life, family, friendship, ministry, business, and well, all things beloved. I am so excited to introduce our guest to you today because she is confident, she is bold, she is colorful, and you are going to love her. Her name is Liv Dooley. There is nothing that Liv loves to talk about more than the Word of God. She is a Bible teacher, author, and podcast host of The Best Kept Secret with Liv Dooley. Liv has led a Christian nonprofit for girls and women called the Colorfully Candid Paradigm in Los Angeles for 8 years. Together, she and the team of women she works with have mentored hundreds of women across the local Las Vegas Valley and supported women in 5 different countries through their online conferences. When Liv is not writing, teaching, or podcasting, you can find her hiking a mountain, taking a road trip with her husband, or curled up in the corner with a good book. Welcome to Beloved, Liv.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
So, we are so glad to have you. And I want to say this before I forget, but I needed to say, I know you have your own podcast and I've, you know, kind of listened here and there, and I hear you on Instagram and, you know, your videos on Instagram and things. And I absolutely love your voice. You have like the perfect podcast voice.
Oh my goodness. Thank you.
I don't know if anyone has ever told you that before.
No one has told me that. I did have aspirations to be a singer at one time.
Really?
No, it didn't go anywhere at all. And it shouldn't have. God knew what he was doing.
Because I'm like, I can see her having like a really nice singing voice now that you say that. So we shouldn't ask you to sing us anything today.
Oh no.
Listen, okay, so we always start our show off where I just shared your official bio and all that so people can kind of know who you are and what you do. But I love to give my guests an opportunity to share in their own words who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I really enjoy just inspiring change among girls and women in Christ as they step out into their walk with the Lord more confidently and embrace the creativity that He has placed in each and every one of us. And it is just an honor. I never would have chosen this for myself. In fact, I was running from it incredibly hard and fast in the opposite direction, but it is the adventure of an eternity. And I'm just like, I can't believe I get to do this. So,
yeah. And so, well, what was your vision? Where were you headed to where God was like, wait, nope, go this way?
Yes, I planned to be an entertainment lawyer. I was headed to law school up until the very moment that he just arrested me and sat me down. I had, by the time I applied, enrolled and bought the books to law school, had diminished my little law school goal to practicing part-time because I had invested so much time, effort, money, and all of the things into it. I was determined I was going to be a lawyer until the night I was supposed to report. And I was just bawling in tears. And I felt Holy Spirit speak to my heart and ask, who told you to go to law school? Mm. That was the most freeing moment I'd had up until that point. I went to the bookstore, took them all back instead of going to orientation. And the woman asked, was there something wrong with these? And I said, no, I'm not going to law school. And she looked so confused. And I said, you can congratulate me. It's fine.
So God did give you kind of a piece about it as you were moving in that epic shift from, you know, law school to now ministry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a question. Mm-hmm. So when it was clear to you, okay, I'm not going to do law school, had he given you a vision already for what you would be doing? Or were you kind of just like, I still don't know where we're going yet?
No, he had not given me a vision. At this time, I had become very involved in my church after having moved here to Las Vegas, and I'd begun to serve in the prayer ministry and the youth ministry. Oh. That was all I had. I'd started having these like little events for girls in the church at my home, just because I noticed that they were dealing with some of the same things I dealt with as a teenager, but that was it. I thought I'd just be a teacher. I had chosen to work with an ARL program, an alternative route to licensure program, and had fallen in love with it. And that was what I had planned to do for the rest of my life contentedly. Now I just don't know.
Yeah, you're just walking by the spirit. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, that is all.
So just taking, you know, a peruse of your Instagram account, I can tell that you love God, you adore your husband, and you are passionate about helping women and girls, much like we are here at Beloved Women. And so I wanted to ask, what sparked that passion for women and girls? I know you said you talked, you know, you worked with your, you know, girls at your church, and you saw some things in them that you dealt with that you wanted to help them with. What were some of the things that you saw that sparked that passion to help them? How are you helping them?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. And just how you've shared that, you know, you can see that I love God and all the things. I'm like, yes, okay, we're doing something right.
Yeah, you are.
You know, one of the things that I noticed were how different distractions were truly taking away from their opportunity to enjoy connections with their sisters. And friendship has always been something that's important to me. Sisterhood has always been something that's incredibly important to me. And it's for that reason, I believe, that I've been tested in it the most. Mm. When I was growing up, I dealt with bullying. And then I became so tired of being bullied that by the time I was a junior in high school, I chose to become the bully because I was determined to stand up for myself in the worst ways and in the most wrong ways, right? I should have turned to help. I should have sought wise counsel, but I really just turned more inwardly and led me to begin to cope with it in incredibly unhealthy habits that only exacerbated the issues that I was experiencing. So on top of these issues I was having with many of the girls in my life, I added alcohol to the mix, which only exacerbated the rebellion that I was experiencing with my parents. And that ultimately blew the depression and the suicidal ideation that I had up to an uncontrollable level. And so when I began to see that some of the girls were dealing with those, you know, those petty differences that were becoming blown into more dramatic proportions, when I began to see that they were rebelling against their parents, when I began to see that they were turning to other things outside of the Word of God to cope with that depression and those issues that they were dealing with, then I just began to invite them into a safe space to talk about it all so that we could grow together.
And you said, was that when you were in middle school or high school?
So the bullying started when I was actually in elementary school and continued on through high school. I do speak occasionally about a fight that I got into, which was the worst that I've ever been in. Never expected to get into this fight, but it actually happened the summer after my senior year. And it was incredibly traumatic. It was a time where I not only left bloodied and all the things, but my car
heart was dented. And it just really took me to a place that wasn't healthy, and that I just want girls to recognize that it doesn't have to get to that place. When you seek wise counsel, when you actually open up about what you're dealing with instead of attempting to suppress it and handle it yourself, you can get the help and you can put it all into a right perspective. Now that I'm older, I see that that young lady and I were battling the exact same things. The word tells us, you know, in Ephesians 6:12, that we do not fight against flesh and blood. And so she and I were fighting against, you know, that pride, that need to prove ourselves, that need for approval. And it just caused us to fight against one another instead of together. And it's my hope that we can really just end that through the work that we are doing with the girls that we have the opportunity to mentor and serve.
Yeah. You know, there's some people where I'll meet them and they'll tell me their testimony and I'll be like, you lying. You, Liv, you ain't never been in no fight, girl. You got the blood of Jesus on you. That's all the blood I see on you. Like you know, when you, I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and how like they came out of the fiery furnace, not even with the scent of smoke on them, you know? And I can see that like, there's not even the scent of all of that you're telling me on you. Like I would never even guess like God has really just came in and just like transformed you, you know, and you know, you tell your testimony. I'm like, did it, you for real? You? No, you didn't. You always been saved, girl. But I just think that's just a testament to the power of our God. And that's one of the reasons why we have this podcast is because, you know, we do a lot of Bible teaching, biblical encouragement, so people know the right way to go, how to really walk in the spirit, how to walk with God. But I think there's a difference when you can also see someone actually doing it. When you see that transformation in someone else's life in it, that light bulb clicks in your head and you're like, oh, well, if she can do it, maybe God can do it for me too, you know? And so your life is just such a testimony of that. Like God can turn it around no matter where you are. And so I was curious to know, did you, because you talked about rebelling against your parents, were you growing up in a Christian household, were you rebelling against like what they taught you in Christ or just their rules in general?
Oh, I was rebelling against everything. Okay. I was raised in a Christian household that was incredibly active. My parents were incredibly active in my life. And they, you know, it is something that God has restored us from, and we're able to help mamas and daughters because my mother and I walked through some incredibly difficult seasons during that time. But I really grew to resent their influence on my life because I didn't believe that they truly wanted the best for me. And that was all a lie from the enemy because nothing that they ever did showed that. But the more that I turned to those unhealthy friendships, the more that I turned to that alcohol, the more that I turned inwardly to my own opinions and thoughts, the more my, you know, thoughts just began to run away with me. So.
And so what helped you? Because, you know, when you're kind of like believing a lie, like you believe it because you think it's true. You know what I mean? So how did you kind of wake up to the truth? Like, you know, I'm living this rebellious life and it's not based on the truth. How did you get from A to B?
It was years. And so it was years. Yes. You know, I'd learn to turn to the accomplishments. I'd learn to turn to my extracurriculars. I'd learn to turn to some of those things as well. And so it wasn't until I'd graduated from college with really this mindset that I'm going to prove everyone who ever said anything negative about me wrong. And that unfortunately included my parents because I thought that, you know, they didn't want the best for me. And so it wasn't until the Lord brought me to Las Vegas, which was somewhere that I was not planning to move. Mm-hmm. He distanced me from everyone and everything that I know. He stripped me down, set me into a church that was biblically based and that also talked about the importance of mental health, which at the time was incredibly rare. Okay. And that I began to grow. And the more I fell in love with him, the more I recognized how my rebellion had impacted and influenced my relationships, and most importantly, those that were closest to me. And so I actually had joined the intercessory team, was writing my first book, and was on a road trip to Detroit at the time for a variety of reasons, with a variety of work opportunities and writing opportunities. And my mom had chosen to join me, that we got into an incredibly bad argument. Mm-hmm. I was driving on the highway and the Lord spoke to me as clearly as he did years before and said, you know, who told you to do this? And he said, you are out of order. Get it together. I will not bless any of this until you get into order. And I pulled.
This is why you're having an argument with your mom. This all happened.
Having the argument. Okay. Driving on the highway.
This ain't a separate day.
It's not a separate day. We are literally in the middle of the argument. I am talking back to her and I am just arrested by Holy Spirit's voice as he says, you are out of order. And I just thank him and love him for how direct he is with me. He knows that I need that. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, we pulled the car over to the side of the road and we just began to pray. And we came back a completely different set of people. And we've been doing ministry together ever since.
What? It's like Saul on the road to Damascus turns to Paul. Like...
I have never thought about that, but similar.
Like God came in there and was like, you turn this around. You're going the wrong way. Yeah. Wow. So what encouragement or wisdom, I would say, also, would you give to parents who have children that have gone astray and that are not walking in the ways of the Lord, like they raised them up in?
Yeah. I would definitely say to keep praying.
Yeah.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And even though there are times where it doesn't seem as if it's working, I want you to know that it is working. Keep praying and keep showing up. If my mother had not pursued a relationship with me, I cannot say that we would have one today. It was she who said, I'm coming on the road trip,
right?
Whether I wanted her to or not. And she was intentional about pursuing the relationship with me, even though it wasn't what she would have, you know, dreamed of or wanted. And I just bless God for how long she pursued that relationship with me and how long she set all of those offenses that I undoubtedly, you know, committed against her time and time and time again in some of the most sensitive moments by pushing her away, whether it came to shopping for my prom dress or getting dressed for prom, which I chose to get dressed in my best friend's house. And she came to my best friend's house. You know, it doesn't matter. At every point, she pursued a relationship with me throughout all of that. And so I just want to tell y'all, keep praying and keep pursuing your daughter.
Oh, pray and pursue. I love that. I absolutely love that. And so coming out of that, you know, and getting into a good biblically sound church that you said that was really important. And now you're a Bible teacher yourself. What sparked your passion for God's word? Because, you know, beloved women, we love some good Bible study. We love a good Bible teacher. So I'm interested to know just your journey in getting, not only getting into God's word, but teaching God's word.
Absolutely. Thank you. I
I have always had a love for the word of God. So my mother was the one who taught me to pray. She sat me down when I was very, very little and taught me the Lord's Prayer. And
so
at 3 years old, I was so excited when I learned it by heart.
Yeah.
And she bought me Bibles as I was growing up. And so I would read them just because I'm an avid reader, and I would turn them open. And they had little devotionals in there. So it was that caught my attention even more than some of the scriptures, because I wasn't at a place where I could understand it all. Neither was I living a lifestyle that encouraged it. But when I came to Las Vegas, I met some women that were just incredible, that knew the word, and that were, that were just a joy to watch, and made me feel so much more interested in it when I heard them speak about it. And I was like, who is that? Where are they? That happened. And so I bless God for their influence on my life. He's an incredibly intentional God. And so through the Bible studies that I joined, and then through the small group studies that I joined, and through the personal studies that I began to lead myself, I just began to fall in love with this word.
I love it.
In an incredibly dark season, it was the one thing that I had to hold on to. Mm-hmm. As I began to see it come to life, I just can't imagine not sharing how precious, how amazing, how wonderful it is, and how it can help to hold you together in some of the darkest moments, how it can celebrate with you in some of the most joyful moments, and how it can just be an anchor for your soul in every other time as well.
I love it. Is that your Bible? You got your Bible with you right now?
I do.
Look at that. Look at that. She said, I ain't going nowhere without it. I'm going to have this word. Do you got a word for us? What is a scripture or a verse or a passage that has impacted your relationship with God the most? I know there are probably a lot, but maybe like one that just comes to mind today.
There are so many. I will tell you, someone that I am incredibly encouraged by lately is Michal. She is the daughter of King Saul, and she is the first wife of King David. And when we meet her in 2 Samuel chapter 6, we see that she is in an incredibly hard place in her life. Mm-hmm. We see that she has begun to despise what the Lord is doing and has done for David. And we just begin to see that the entitlement that she has always experienced is present with her in that moment. The coping mechanisms that she's always felt and dealt with are present in that moment. And the disappointment that she's had in her life are present with her, and they distance her from the Lord in a moment where she could have really become more desperate for what he was doing in her husband's life. She encourages me to seek healing. She encourages me to get into a place with God where I am asking him to go back, to revisit some of those areas that I've covered up, that I have really tried to press down in my past, and to expose them so that I may grow closer to him in every way. For those of you that don't know her, she has been through some hard things in her life, and I find incredibly encouraged, an incredible encouragement in her story, even though it's a hard story.
And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about it, and I had never thought about it before. She would, like you said, she was King Saul's daughter, and was married, who was the king before King David. But we know that King Saul had his issues going on, and he wanted to kill David, and there was jealousy and strife and resentment and bitterness all up in his heart, to the point where he was being tortured, you know, spiritually. And so knowing that's her background, that was her father, and not knowing how that affected her relationship with her father. And then in turn affecting her relationship with her husband, you know? So, wow, that's a really interesting take on that story. I love that. I love how God brought that to life. And for thank you for sharing that with us. So now I would say, you know, you had that powerful prayer with your mom. You got connected into a Bible believing church. You're falling in love with God's word, you know, and just the fruit of that, you know, I would say is showing up in your life now. You just got that Jesus glow on you. We can tell that you are passionate, you are colorful, you are in love with God. And that's your heart to share that with other women. Why is it so important for women to live passionately and boldly for Christ, especially when it comes to their creativity? Because I know that's something that you want to encourage in women.
Yes, absolutely. You know, this world is growing increasingly dark, and we need to shine our light. It's not about our name. It's not about getting other people to say, oh my gosh, she's so great. It is about getting them to say, who is he? Who is she talking about? Who is this God? Yeah. It is about really redirecting their gaze, so that we may leave them with him long after our words leave them. I believe that, you know, the word tells us that we are to be as wise as they are in the world. And the world is creative. You know, it has a lot of different ability to redirect our attention to places that aren't always healthy, but we serve the most creative being in the universe. We serve the great I Am, the strong creator God who created all of this and set it into motion. And he dwells within each and every one of us. When we choose to seek him in prayer, he gives us the vision. He gives us the strategy. And then he gives us the courage to go out and to really just fulfill all that he has put in our heart. But we have to be intentional about pursuing him and keeping our gaze locked on his. Yeah. Hebrews 10:35 is one of my favorite verses, and it tells us not to throw away our confidence because it will be richly rewarded. And the New Living Translation tells us not to throw away our confidence in Christ Jesus. Right. I believe that because he lives within us, we have a confidence that is natural to us, but there are so many different ways that we choose to throw it away and throw it off, whether it is by looking at what everyone else is doing on social media or shying away from doing it ourselves because we've seen someone else step out and do it first. We choose to throw it away, whether it's choosing to believe those insecurities that others put onto us and adopting them as our own. We choose to throw it away. And so it's my prayer that we would just get connected to the great creator God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we would invite him to make us more confident as we live out our most creative lives, because he is something.
Well, I know you work with a lot of women in this. What's one of the greatest challenges that you see women facing when it comes to not throwing away their confidence?
One of the greatest challenges that I see is that women have a desire, have a goal, even so to say, but they don't have a plan. They don't sit down and write it. They don't choose to find accountability among their sisters that can help them to recognize those dreams and realize those goals and just fulfill their potential. And I really feel like it is important to find community
that can help you to just feel more encouraged so that you can recognize what is possible. I think when we join community, there is a temptation to grow competitive with others. I think there's a temptation to, you know, quiet down because you don't feel as if you are as good or as bold as someone else. But if we would allow that community to help us own our voices, we would truly begin to ask the questions that are in our hearts. We begin to write the plans. We would begin to act on those things. And so I really feel that the lack of planning, the lack of community, and the lack of a strategy, to be honest, is what causes people to continue to procrastinate long after God has placed those plans and desires in their hearts.
Yeah. Encouraging. Okay. So before we close, do you have any final words of encouragement for those listening today, for our beloved sisters?
I would just say to remember that He loves you and that He wants to partner with you, that the King of the universe wants to partner with you. Don't take that lightly, and don't allow any distractions to deter you from really stepping into a moment that He's designed from the beginning of time that will truly, truly do more for you than it ever could for Him. I want to encourage you to just trust Him. Just trust Him.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, this has been such an amazing conversation. I could go on, but we got to wrap it up. So how can our sisters in Christ, how can our audience connect with you outside of the show?
So I'm at Candid Live on Instagram. I have the podcast, The Best Kept Secret, on all places where you can find podcasts. And my personal website is livedooley.com. So it would be an honor to connect with y'all.
Yes. And I encourage you all to connect with Liv. She's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, Liv. This has been such an enriching and fulfilling conversation that I know is going to bless so many people. And so I just thank you for pouring out your wisdom today. And it's my prayer that God will pour it right back into you tenfold.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Of course. And beloved, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for joining the conversation. Be sure to comment and let us know your thoughts on today's podcast episode. And until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.